Okay, yesterday Surya, today Ayel Zaruk. Mara brings rightfully Kodesla B'tahara Nichnis Ha'amrit Afratame Shida Tevo Migdal B'tanya Nichnis L'Aratam Shida Tevo Migdal Rabbi Netami Reis Abrida B'tahara. There's a machlokes about oil zoruk shmei oil, which we'll discuss. The first of pshat in the Gemara, fill a Rebbe lo kametam leberetami. Rebbe who holds oil zoruk is not an oil that's only in the eretamim. The gazru agusha valavira, avos surya, agusha gazru avira lo gazru, period. Alright, first let's get pshat straight, and then we'll get into the union of oil zaruk. Pshat. The Chazal made two separate gezeiros, as you know. They were first geyser al gusha. They made a gezeira on the karka of Chutzlaretz and Surya. And gezeira number one was based on the fact that the Goyim were not Zohir in certain aspects of Tumas Meis, of burying Meisim or Nefolim properly. And because of that, Chazal were Chayshish that there are Meisim or portions of Meisim in the ground. And therefore, they were Geyser Tuma Al Gusha, on the Gush Eretz Amim, that anybody who touches or carries the Gush Eretz Amim is Tamei, needs the Paraduma on the third and seventh day, and is Tamei for 7 days. Tumas Meis, with Rabbanim. So it's the Chashash was for Goyish Meisim. A body of a Goy is Metama B'mago, B'masa, L'kuli Alma. The question is if Goyim are Metama B'ayim. So if you hold, like most Rishayim, that Goyim are not Metama B'ayim, so then it's very good. They were not geyser oil. They were only geyser, like Rashi says, mago masa. And that was the first gezeirah of Gusha, and that was made in Surya too. Because it had nothing to do with being whether it's Eretz Yisrael, and that had to do with whether Goyim lived there. Heyais Goyim lived there. The Goyim buried there in the Falim, wherever it was convenient for them, and the Mason, they weren't Zayirin. So therefore, they made this gezeirah of Tumas Eretz Amim, Al Gusha, on the land of Eretz Amim. What? Eretz Yisrael not, because Eretz Yisrael is Rav Yidden. There was no chashash, there were not a sufficient number of Goyim to be geyser on Eretz Yisrael. Very difficult because of Tum and Eretz Yisrael anyway. The second gezeira was a later gezeira, Al Avira. The Maram here brings that gezeira was not made because of Tumah. That gezeira of Tuma was made shalayetzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. It was made more out of covered Eretz Yisrael. Shalayetzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. And that gezeira was not a Tuma of 7 days. It's just a Tuma Seret. It's a more cooler dikat Tuma because it's not kashash mason. And that gezeira was made al avira, on the avir of chutz la'aretz. But not in Surya. Surya, they didn't make Xerah, people shouldn't move to Surya. They made Xerah, people shouldn't move to Chutzlaret. So, the second Xerah was made only on Avir of Chutzlaret. This is the breakdown of the two Xerahs. Xerah's Gusha and Xerah's Avira, two totally separate Xerahs. It's not clear what the Xerah of Avira exactly was. And really, there are two hesberim in what the gezeira of Avir Chutz La'aretz was. There are two ways to learn. The simplest way to learn, the way Tosis in Asugya Stama learns, the way the Marashah explains Tosis, is that there were guys on the Avir, period. All the era of Chutz La'aretz is Matam. Any Avir or Chutz La'aretz, even if you're, like Tosis says, Rechem al-Asus, you're in a car and you're in a wagon, you're not exposed to the karka of Chutz La'aretz, but you're exposed to the air of Chutz La'aretz. So the air of Chutz La'aretz, that's Metame.
No matter what.
Then you can go on a wagon to Chutzlaretz.
Right, so you step out of the wagon,
yeah, but obviously if you're going to move there, you're not going to stay in a wagon your whole life. But what happens if you're going to go there just for business? So of course I'll stay in the wagon. So it's a question of the structure of the gezeira, I guess. Anyway, according to the simple hesbet, it's a gezeira on avira. Memela, Tosis learns the Gemara that what's the difference between Surya and Chutzlaretz? Is one difference according to Rebbe, and one difference according to Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda. According to Rebbe, there's a difference that if you go out Bishita Tevo Migdal to Surya Yatar, to Chutzlaretz Yatame. Why? Because Rebbe holds that Oyel Zarek Lashmei Oyel. So therefore, Rebbe said, if you go to Chutzlaretz and Ashita Tevo Migdal, you're exposed to that Havir, you're Tame. If you go and Ashita Tevo Migdal to Surya, you're exposed to the Havir, it doesn't matter. You're not exposed to the Karka. So therefore, you're Tahar. And that's Lukuliyama. Like Rebbe, there's a Chilek Chutzlaretz to Surya. What about like Rebbe Yossi Ber Yehuda? So Tosfos learns that even like Rebbe Yossi Ber Yehuda, there's a difference. Even though Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda holds oil zarok shmei oil, a sheet of tev of the migdal is tar everywhere. But let's say you're riding on a sus, you're riding on a horse. The chutzlaretz yatame and the avir chutzlaretz. So if you're riding on a sus yatame, but if you're in Surya riding on a horse, you're not touching the karka. In Surya, you're going to be tar. So Tosfos says that this Gemara that says a chilek between Surya and Chutzlaretz is going side like Rebbe, and side like Rebbe Yehuda. Like Rebbe, it's a shita teva of a migdal difference. According to Rebbe Yehuda, it's a sus difference. And Tosfos is matmi on Rashi. Rashi says that the whole difference is only like Rebbe, and not like Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, there's no difference. What do you mean there's no difference? There's a difference if you're riding a horse. The Chutzlaretz, the Avir is Metamayu. And in Eretz Yisrael, in Surya, the Avir is not Metamayu. It's a Pelon Rashi. Tosfos says you're riding on a horse or in an open wagon. That should be a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. That Tosfos to me on Rashi, which Tosfos doesn't answer. What I think the Chasam Sofer answers is that Rashi holds like one side of a Gemara in Nazir, that they were not geyser in Chutzlaretz on all the air on the Avir. They were geyser in Chutzlaretz if you're ma'il, if you're an oihel over the ground. If you're ma'il al gusha, if you're an oihel and you're over the ground, even if you don't touch the ground. If you're ma'il over the ground, let's say you're walking with shoes on. So your skin is not touching the ground. Right, the ground is tummy, it's the tummy of your shoes. See, the ground, even if you're mamish on a maze, the ground is an avi avais. Your shoe becomes an avatoma, your socks become a rishon, and you're tar. You don't become tame. Right, if someone touches a maze with two gloves on his hand, he doesn't become tame. If you touch a maze with your hand, you become an avatoma. If you put on a glove and you touch a maze, the glove becomes an av, and you become a rishon. If you put on two gloves, the person can't be a sheni. So you're tar. So Chazawa geyser, if you're mahil al gusha, a person goes to the Chutzlaretz and he doesn't touch the ground, he's wearing, let's say he's wearing shoes and socks, not touching the ground. But he's mahil, he's an oil over the earth. So that's the gezeira of Avira. But Rashi will hold that if you're riding on a horse, even a Chutzlaretz, the horse is an oil that's mafsik. And the horse is Nile, that's mafsik. So Mimela, Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, will hold that it's that the person is tar, because the avir, the ear, is not tame. It's only if you're mahil over the ground. But if you're not mahil over the ground, then not. If you walk on the ground, alt gusha, you're not tame. Alt mahil, alt second gzera of mahil, that you are. Yeah, if you're mal on a mace, if you bend over a mace, that's called mal on a mace. Walking a chutzlaretz is mahil ala ground, ala karka, that's avi, that's avi, that's the town. So, It's avir gusha. That's the expression they use. Avir gusha, the air of the gush. Avir gusha. Mishnah Melech says, why don't they call it oyel gusha? Why don't they say, well, guys are oyel? So he says, because tumas oyel would be even if you put your finger in an oyel ames, it's tame. There weren't geyser if you put your finger. There were geyser rosh verubai. If you put rosh verubai into the avir of the oyel of chutzlar, it's then you're tame. I say, if you're riding a horse, your feet still stick out. They're still over the ground. I think the Peshua asks, on Tysus, what does it help you riding a horse? Your feet still stick out in the side of the horse. So the Mishnah Melech says, no, because it's only Rosh Verubai in Avir that's Metame, in Avir Chutzbar. So that if the horse is a Chatzitza, then the two legs that stick out are still in the.
Let's say somebody is totally covered in clothing, is wearing a mask or visit. So,
right.
He wouldn't
come
tell
you, he's not being oil, but no, oil is still a problem. I meant Atzimaga, if you're walking with shoes on, there's no problem. So, I thought, what guys are oil? For oil, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, if you're in the, by the oil on ice, you're still tame.
No, if you're being mild on the ground.
Right.
So, if your clothing is
doesn't mild. I know, but you're also being mild, you're also in the oil. It doesn't go by layers. If an oil mace, or if you're mal, you bend over a mace, it doesn't matter how many layers there are. Your tummy, not because the first thing becomes tummy, it's the time of the second. Your tummy because your tummy.
How about
unless there's an oil.
Shirt,
undershirt doesn't matter by an oil, because you are an oil mace. By oil, it doesn't go by layers. If you're... No, but you're also being male. You're also. What does oil mean? You're a roof over the mace.
So when you're on top you're of the horse, you're also.
So if the horse has, if the horse is itself a oil, like a board, there's an oil. Tzitzis is in there too. The bottom of the horse is tzitzis. A piece of clothing is not an oil. An oil has to have a certain width, whatever the width is. It's not a piece of clothing. A piece of clothing is certainly not tzitzis in there too. Rather, clothing a davar makabeltum is not tzitzis in there too. Anyway, clothing is never tzitzis. Anyway, this is the basic pshat in the Gemara as regards Eretz Ha'amim. And pshat wise, it's a little complicated because there are so many variables here. There's Surya and Eretz Israel, and there's Gusha and Avira, and then there are two types of Avira, either Avir Avira or Avir Gusha. That's what makes it complicated. I think this Cheshbin. I tell you the truth, I had a very hard time with some cipher until I sit down with a piece of paper and I just sketched it out that there are two mahalchim. Either gusha, there's gusha and avira. There are two ways. Either gusha means mago masa, and avir means oil gusha, or avir gusha. That's the way Rashi apparently learned. Tysus learned that gusha means that the karka is mamish tame, and avir is avir avira, is the air totally. They had nothing to do with ilgram. And based on that, you can work out the machlokes hasugyos. What's of greater consequence coming away from the sugya, though, is regards not dafka Eretz Ha'amim, but Beis HaKfaris, let's say. The machlokes here between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds Oyel Zoruk is Shmei Oyel. Rebbe holds Lashmei Oil. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds Shmei Oil. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi that Oil Zarek Lashmei Oil. And the Rashba paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. And let's see which one is a Kula and which one's a Chumra. Or the Kula or Chumra? What? The Rashba, the Rashba passes like Rabbi Yosi, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi. Some Deikal Halacha is like the Rambam that Oil Zarek Lav Shmei Oil. What's better? What's a bigger Kula, Shmei Oil or Lav Shmei Oil? All the cases we have today. Let's say you're in a plane in an airplane, and there's a mace in the cargo area. And the living person is in the seats, the top to the level of the plane. Is it a kula to say lav shmei oil or chumra to say lav shmei oil? What? The airplane is oil zara. Well, the whole airplane flies, it moves. So it's an oil zara. What?
No.
You're moving. When you're airplane, you're moving. You're moving very
easy.
So the oil is Zarek. The oil is an oil Zarek. Right? When you're Shita Teva Migdal, you're sitting in Shita Teva Migdal, and then the box is moving. So it's a Chumra Kula. And Chumra to say it's not an oil. And then what happens if it's not an oil? How do you become Tame? The mace is not in the seat next to you. How does the mace get to you? How does the tumma of the mace get to the person?
It's 3 months anyway. It's like regular house. All of my house, we have 3 months of space between the mace and the roof, and don't travel above the roof.
It should work out Mumanasha. This is chalk here. The you don't have anyone? That was from here last time. If you have an airplane, you have two levels. You have the airplane is rounded, the cylinder. Where the people go is the second half of that cylinder. It's really two floors, the bottom floor and the top floor. So the live human beings go on the top floor. And the cargo hold contains the mace. Now, l'chaira, a kain should be allowed to go mo manashach. If you hold oil zaruk, lav shmei oil, so what's the problem? Unless the kayin is sitting right over the mace is under him, then it's a problem. But assuming the mace is more to the back or more to the front, so what's the problem? He's not in an aisle. So he's not touching the mace, he's not carrying the mace, he's not over the mace. So what's the problem? If you hold oil zarek lav shmei oil, the chayra that's a kula, it makes it a nice problem. If you hold oil zarek shmei oil, so what's the maila? If oil zarek shmei oil, so then the bottom floor is an oil over the mace. There's no opening from the bottom floor to the top floor of the airplane that's open. So that's chaytus of ne'atumah. If there's a mace on the ground floor of a building and a kain in this room, there's no problem. A kain could be in this room if there's a mace downstairs. The tumah doesn't go from one floor to the next unless they open the doors. But if you're in a room where there's no door open from the two rooms, even if a mace is in the first floor, you're allowed to be in the second floor. Kain could be in the second floor. There's no iser. Because the oil is chaitz. It's an oil that's more than a tefach higher than the mace. Is chaitz in the atumah. What? Shal in the hospital is only either if you're on the same floor as the mace. Or in the hospital, there's a bigger problem because there are ducts that could go from one area to another. The vent ducts. But assuming that there's no, that you're not on the same floor as a mace is generally not a problem. So the chayra mumanashaf, the client should be okay on the airplane. The airplane is mamish the table migdal. I don't understand.
So
what's the difference? If it's not an aisle, so it doesn't bring the tumah over me. If I'm in a moving vehicle, and the roof of the moving vehicle is not an aisle, then there's no problem. No.
I don't know. Maybe because they're all stationary, until it's inside. Mm-hmm.
Why? If it's not an oil, what's the difference? If oils are a flash mail, what's
the difference? Oils are a mean something. Oil is dark over a haze.
What's the difference? If it's not an oil, it's not an oil.
What's
the difference? If it's not an oil, it's not an oil. I don't think the place can make any such difference. And the similar question, what? If you hold?
Maybe the whole airplane is in one aisle.
But it's not an oil. If you hold oil zarek lashmei oil, it's not an oil. Oil zarek lashmei oil means it's not an oil. It's not an oil pin.
Why is it called zarek?
Zarek moving. It means it's a moving oil.
The
airplane is the very zarek. It moves over.
There was something that came out that on the flight came back from Israel on certain
things. Trust us to the halach, and we'll get to that. We'll talk about it. See, those flights are problem on Ashaf. If the flight flies over the cemetery, so it's going to be a problem because if oil zarek lashmei oil, which is the ikalah halacha, so it comes out the mace, the kayin is in the air over the mace. So that I told you right away, the kohen is sitting in the airplane or over the mace, that's for sure a problem. If you're directly over the mace, then the guf is ma'hel al ha-mace. So in the ikri is lashmei oil, so memela, the airplane doesn't protect you. So memela, you're over the mace, it's a problem. Okay? But the issue in, when there's a, the issue of a mace in the airplane, they could put the mace in the section which is not under the passengers. They could put them in the back section of the plane, and then there won't be a problem.
What?
If
it's right out there, then it is a problem.
Right under them will be a problem. If that's the whole problem, we can find an answer. We can put it not under where the people go. So Rav Moshe, by the way, it's the same Shaila. Let's say a Kohen wants to go to Beis HaKvaros. So he goes in a car. Go into a car, roll up the windows, nothing's open. He's in an aisle. If you hold that it's an aisle, so he should be allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaros. Be able to go into a Beis HaKvaros if you hold that the car has a din oil, so then it protects him. If you hold lashmei oil, in fact, it's a problem. Yeah? And there it's moving, yeah. And there it's also similar to the Gemara. The mace is outside, the person is inside. So, he wants to go over. Well, you know, we don't go over mason, but Kai is not go within Dalit Fachim of a mace, he'll go within Dalit. The problem is the following rule. There's a rule that kol dover hamakabel tuma ein lechaitzitz b'bnei ha-tuma. The problem is that anything which itself is makabel tuma doesn't block tuma. If there's a mace in a building on the first floor and the kohen's on the second floor, the building is mechubel l'karka, so it's chaitzitz b'bnei ha-tuma, it blocks the tuma. But an airplane is a keli. An airplane itself is dover hamakabel tuma. Kol dover hamakabel tuma ein lechaitzitz b'bnei ha-tuma. So therefore, the car shouldn't be chaitzitz b'bnei ha-tuma. The airplane shouldn't be chaitzitz b'bnei ha-tuma. And therefore, on the tzad that oil zarek shmei oil, you hold that it is an oil, there's a problem that inside the car, inside the first floor of the airplane, that chatzitza is not a chatzitza. And since that chatzitza is not a chatzitza, so it's as if it's not there. And then the heter, that the first floor is an oil, I'm going now on the side that oil is Zarek Shmei oil, that heter would fall away. That's the problem. Keli is anything made, doesn't matter how big, anything made out of a dover amakabal tumim, made out of matzis, made out of metal.
So how is it made out of metal?
No, mechubal karak is never makabal tumim. Yes, mechubal karak is not makabal tumim. And so Rav Moshe writes in his Teshuva that being that the airplane is made out of a dover hamakabel tuma, it's made out of metal, therefore it's a problem that the ground floor is not chaitzis mipnei ha-tuma. The ceiling of the cargo hold, which is the floor of the passenger section, is not chaitzis mipnei ha-tuma. Rav Moshe appears to take the opinion that if they're going to make the airplane floor out of something that's not makabel tuma, he says it beferish. If they'll make the airplane floor out of something that's not a dover makabel tuma, that it'll be fine. It won't be a problem because at least on the tzad that oil zarek shmei oil, then that'll be mafsik. And then lechayri could say melanashav. If oil zarek shmei oil, then the floor is mafsik. If oil zarek lav shmei oil, so the kain b'chlal doesn't have a problem in the airplane. Rav Moshe commands as a beferish. He says, he talks about whether aluminum has a din or matris. The Torah counts six types of metal. Until 150 years ago, there were only six types of metal known. Gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin are the six that the Torah mentions. Aluminum was a metal that was discovered relatively recently. And Rav Moshe is mesupik if aluminum is a davar makabel tuma or not. Rav Moshe's shita is that all minim chadashim are not makabel tuma. And Mimele Rav Moshe holds that if it's a min chadash, then you make a plain floor out of aluminum, you'll be safe, everything will be good. But he's mesupik, he doesn't have afro
Allah. All floor of the plane have to do this
makabel
tuma, just put it under
his seat. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't talk about that. Most people on the plane have to go to the bathroom too, or stretch their legs. But the very interesting Shuv in the Har Tzvi, Simin Reish Pei, he quotes Rabbi Shulai Diskin as saying that if a Kohen wants to go into a Beis HaKvaros in a car, in two steps. First, he says, the kayin could just go into the car, spread a board, a plain board that's not made into a box or anything. A plain board is not makabel tumah. Shute kleitz is not makabel tumah. He spread a board under you, and just stand on the board, and it's chaitzitz b'bnei atumah. And you can go into the. So now, if oil zaruk shmei oil, so it's going to block you. He nemzon that oil zaruk shmei oil. You're sure like this kid. He says it's going to block you, and you're fine. He says the problem is the avir of the whole car, the roof of the car. So Bishul Leib says you would have to either be in a convertible, so there's no oil on top of you, so otherwise the tumah comes in. Or he says you go in the back, you go in the back of a pickup truck, but there's nothing over you, and put a board under you, and the kohen stands on the board, and you can go for a ride. You never saw certain the basic forest and tzfas or whatever he wants. He can go through, and tzfas he can't get up and down too easily, but. You know, you hook up a wagon and you have some people pull you, she the table of the middle, and you put a plain board under you, and Rishul Leib says that it's good. That's the psak that's brought down the Hartzvi. He says Rishul Leib told people to do it. To be simach on it. The problem is if you hold oil zark shmei oil, you're gonna be in an oil ames. Putting a board under you, you start back going over the certain roads in Eretz Yisrael that kind of don't go because they're afraid they're mason underneath. So he says put a board under you and go. I'm a slow problem. You put a board under you, but the other part of the cabin of the car, the tumah could come in, then the whole cabin of the car is full of tumah. So he says you have to have an open car or even on the back of the car. But he takes it to say, what? He's going to be Hold Shmeo. I'm going to try to explain why. Just don't want to go to say that. What?
The top part is the first. There's no basis to do it.
The path, Kohen's not going to go with his dalut. Kohen can't go with his dalut tefachim of a kever. So if you have a wide road, an achinami, it's not so shkiach. And it's dalut amis of a moving mace and dalut tefachim of a kever. Kever is dalut tefachim. A mace that's in a car that's moving is a bit of a shash, it'll move closer to you, then you have to mark a dalut amis. But a kever is dalut tefachim. What? You know what we're doing? We're going to get very confused. We're trying to cover everything. I want to just explain this halacha. Now let's talk again about the airplane. The airplane is very interesting because Mamanashaf. If L'chayrim Mamanashaf, you'll be okay. If Oil Zarek Lav Shmei Oil, you have no problem if you're not over the mace. If Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, so Ramesha says you have this problem, it's not such a big deal. If they wanted to, it's not such a big deal to be misakin. The truth is that with plastics, Ramesh's plastics are not makabel tumah. Synthetic rubber. There are problems because the ribs of the plane are not. It's not. There's insulation really in the whole plane, but the ribs of the plane don't have insulation. It would be possible really to fix it. Ramesh throws in one other problem about an airplane. He says you can work it out with oil zarek. The ikur he nems on is oil zarek lav shmei oil. And he says maybe you could work it out, but there's one catch. You would have to get on the plane when it's moving, and off when it's moving, because oil zarek is only when it's moving. When it's standing still, it's not an oil zarek. So you have to have a problem, because an oil zarek is only when the plane is moving. It's not when it's standing still. So this is the last line of the tshuva. Moshe says all this that I said till now is if it's moving, but when it's standing still, it's a regular oil.
When
you went on, it's standing still.
Right.
Now in the car, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin's case, the car moves over the thing. So you can talk about oil zarek. But in the airplane, you're sitting in the airplane. They bring a mace into the cargo hold. The plane has to get off.
Why don't you bring
your
Ryan
to
Prabhupada?
That's not true. What? By evidence.
You can't watch it. Can't watch
it.
By
sheer
evidence,
it
destroys the you
when
it was sleeping,
it
destroys you. Don't get that
sleep. It can't be good, right? But there's some sefer here in Agamara. The sefer says exactly the opposite of Ramesha. Some sefer says, Oil Zaruk is a din. What we would call the heftza of the oil. An oil which is normally zarek has a din oil zarek even when it's standing still. Sukta Samsaifa. It doesn't matter if at this moment it's moving or this moment it's not. An oil zaruk, he holds, loses the chashivas of an oil. So even if right now the oil is standing still, if it's an oil made to fly or made to move, then it doesn't have a din oil. And even when it's standing still, it has a din oil zaruk. And he says, therefore, he says that if you have an umbrella, he mentions specifically that an umbrella doesn't have a din oil on Shabbos. He says he compares it to Shabbos. He says an umbrella on Shabbos is not a problem. Opening it is not a problem of making an oil. It's an oil zaruk. And it doesn't have a shem oil. And in the tshuva he writes that in his city there was an Erev in the city and everyone uses umbrellas on Shabbos. That's in one of his tshuvas. Everyone uses. And he writes, the loika neidah b'Yehuda. Neidah b'Yehuda, chelek sheni, tshuva lamed, says opening an umbrella is a malacha d'araisa v'ayna. And some sefer says, it's a mistake, it's oil zarek, wash me out. Rav Moshe, in a different tshuva, passes like a neidah b'Yehuda, that an umbrella is b'ayna. Rav Moshe is l'shitasa. Rav Moshe holds, mistam, that oil zarek is only when it's moving, not when it's standing still.
But,
I don't know. See from this from some side, it seems that the kuliyam is okay. I don't know. But the point I want to make is Ramesh's problem that you have to get on the plane when it's moving. The some side could be mekalin. The safe himself says that Yehuda is machmer. So this is a machlokes in the taich of oil zaruk, whether the oil zaruk has to be. It's the chefs of the oil zaruk, that it's always an oil zaruk, or it's in its position at the time that it's moving, that's the kula. What? Ramesh's tshuva was Yerodea Bey's Kuf Samach Dalet, I think. Yeah. Kuf Samach Dalet. Its use is to move. No one will get an airplane. What?
See, normal that it's just stationary.
It's normal move. So that's the thing that has two things. The thing is normal to fly. It happens to be not flying. When the thing
is normal to fly, it's not moving. Then I never. In the case that it's
normal not to move, then it's normal to be moved. So maybe. Well, nothing moves 24 hours a day. Everything that moves sometimes stays stationary.
Then the
what? What's
with the sheet of the table, Migdal? Oh, the darkness moves. Normally moves.
Is a box more the derech to move than an airplane? Airplane certainly there are darker to move.
More
you have to get onto it. Yeah, understand. The table mingle, you also have to get onto it. It doesn't move when you get on. So this is Ramesh's tshuva about the airplane. Now, why did Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin name on that oil zarek shnei oil in the car? And the tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi, it doesn't say why. It just names on that a car is an oil. And the Hysophis in the back, they explain what? Because really, the Ikur is like Rabbi, like the Rambam, the Ozar of Lashmei Oil. So why do you think they're on that a car is in it? So the Hysophis, they bring the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says the whole din of Oil Zaruk is only on something that's carried off the ground, like Shita Tevo Migdal. But something which is dragged along the ground does not have a din of Oil Zaruk. And therefore, Bishua Leib held that a car which moves along the ground does not have a din of oil zarek lashmei oil. The Svara, I know it's hard to see why that should be that way, but he brings a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says that something that's dragged along the ground does not have the kula of oil zarek lashmei oil, and therefore it's shmei oil. And that's why in a car that's moving, it's a kula and a chumra, but it's shmei oil. Shmei oil. So just before I go any further, I just want to sort of sum up. We'll talk about it, but just to sum up what we got so far. What we got is that oil zaruk, shmei oil, or lash shmei oil, could be a kula, could be a chumra for a kayin. It could be a chumra if it brings the tumah over him, being an oil is a chumra. If it's chaitzeitz, if it separates him, then it's a kula. So it could be a chumra, could be a kula. In the airplane type situation, the lechayra should be a mamanafshach. When it's moving, at least, there should be a mamanafshach. that if oil zark shmei oil, then there's a chatzitza on the bottom. And if lashmei oil, then the kind is safe anyway, except for this problem that called Dov HaMakabal Tumah Eina Chaitis Neatum. And we have two machlaikes in. The machlaik is Revelation Leida Behuda against the Chassam Sofer, if oil zaruk is in the chefza of the oil or not. It's one machlaik is. And the other, the Mishloh Melech Chiddush, I don't know anybody who argues the Feirish, but I would think it's a Chiddush of the Mishloh Melech, that if it's dragged along the ground, it doesn't have a Shem Ayel. Those are the two Chiddushim in this Inyan of Ayel Zarek, Shmei Ayel, La Shmei Ayel. What would come out? Let's say a Kayin is in a car, in a tunnel, and he notices that there's a funeral procession going through the tunnel. He's in the car. So if he closes the windows, so there's no tumah, okay, there's not anything open to the tunnel. So he'd be better off if the car is considered an ayel. If the car is its own ayel, it's chaitzitz, but only if it's made out of a davar shein makabel tumah, it's made out of plastic. A lot of cars today are made out of plastic. But according to Rav Moshe, he'd be better off stopping. Because if he stops, then the ayel zaruk would be Shmei, then it's not Ayel Zarek anymore. Right? It's very hard to stop in the middle of the tunnel. But if it stopped, it would be better. What? What are tires going to do for him? The Mishmoch is saying that a car on the ground is always there's no din of Ayel Zarek of strength along the ground. Right? That's Mishulei Paskin that way. Alright, so he has the heter, that it's he has that heter. If you wouldn't hold it that heter, stopping would be a heter, would make it into an aisle. The mace is in a box. The problem with the box of the mace is that it's, first of all, it's usually not a tefach, from the high, from the nose that it's made. And second of all, once it's made into a kavli, it's a zavar makabel tumah, it's not chesed
neatum.
Why is it so much
more thick than a car?
What? Why is rechev al asus? Well, if the bottom side of the sus is wide enough to be considered an ayal, a sus is not a davar makabel tumah. Living animal is not a makabel tumah. So the b'chaitz is not a tumah. Oh, you mean if it's moving along the ground?
Right.
So then it won't be an ayal zara if we take the Mishnah Berurah. We don't have any kasha from here, unfortunately. Dal says they put a delos on top of the animal. They sat on the delos. So Kreitz Mishnah Melech is very good. It's something Kreitz Mishnah Melech on the ground, so it would make a lot of sense that it's not a. Right. Alright, this is the basic machlokes. I don't. There was a Maisa Yadua. Moses Montefiore went to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go into the Har Habayis. So he was a Frum Yid. He used this Eitz of Shita Tevel Migdol. He had them make a Shita Tevel Migdol, and he had some Arabs carry him onto the Har Habayis to be able to see. He had some holes made that were less than the shear, less than a tefach, which is the shear of Tumah. And he was able to see the Har Habayis, the whatever he had to see, whatever he wanted to see there, the Eben Shesia. They carried him onto the Har Habayis. There are tshuvas that were written afterwards, the Gedolei Yerushalayim, who told him that Shita Tevel Migdol is not an Eitzah in the Har Habayis. It's an Eitzah for Tumah, maybe. But it's not an Eitzah for the Har Habayis. They think it was a Hekesh that had no basis in Halacha. Shita Tevel Migdol is not an Eitzah for that. The point is, he knew this Gemara at least, that he misinterpreted, misapplied it, but he tried to use the Seder, Shiva Tevel. Alright, this is the Machlaikas of Ayel Zarek Shmei Ayel, and these are the basic Shakla Vatari. There's a lot of Torah on the Nid of Ayel Zarek, but I think these are the Rashi Prakim, and Dayenu for now with for this inyan. There's another interesting inyan, which is the next piece of Gemara, which has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. And Taisus here is a very sadistic Taisus. So let's learn the Gemara and just sort of lay the groundwork. Tomorrow we'll try to cover whatever the basic Yisaidis the Mechlekes Rishayim here are. The Gemara goes on. Hakayna Sada B'Surya Kakayna B'Farvari Yerushalayim. If somebody buys a field of Surya, it's the same din as buying it in a good neighborhood in Yerushalayim, in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. L'may Hilchus Samar of Sheshes Loimer. Shekaisvin olav einai b'afilu b'shabbos. That if you want to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, and you're afraid that if you're going to wait till after Shabbos, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to get the guy. The guy's going to travel away. So you're allowed to have the contract written even on Shabbos. The Shabbos hakadaitach. How could you write on Shabbos? Locha deraisa kedama rava. Even though there's an issur d'rabbanan to tell a guy to do malacha for you, nevertheless, bnei yishuv eretz Yisrael oy gazru. What is the issur to have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbos? What's the gather of Isser? Huh? What's the gather of the Isser of Amir La'akum? So there are two. There's a nice stipler. It's in the new prints of Masechta Shabbos, Simen Nun Hei. I think it's in the old ones of Chelek Ches as well. Where he explains that Amir La'akum, there are two aspects to the Isser of Amir La'akum. One is the Isser of Mimtzai Chetzucha V'Daber Dava. You're not allowed to speak on Shabbos about doing malacha. You can't tell a guy to do malacha for you either on Daber Dava. And if that would be the only Yisr, they're Heterim, they're Chumiza, they're certain Heterim. And there's a second Yisr of Mevzi Kishluchai. It looks like the guy is Yoshliach to do malacha for you. And that, Chazal, also a geyser, and this is Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. And the nafkamina between the two is that even if you told them before Shabbos, so you're not over on Dabar Dabar, let's say Erev Shabbos, you tell them, do malacha for me on Shabbos, there's no issur of Dabar Dabar. Nevertheless, there is a issur of Mezik Yishluchai, whatever the Gedarim are, on Shabbos of having a guy do malacha for you. What is our Gemara's finish? Our Gemara says that Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they were matir telling a guy to do malacha Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Taisvis, in the first words of Taisvis, Taisvis says, Afa gav dimir leitchav mishvus, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Azra Rabban, it's not Taisvis, Avo Mishum Mitzvah Acheres, lo yoyinu matirin, Amir La'akum, b'malacha b'erais. To tell a guy to do malacha deraisa, we're not matir that just anywhere. We're not matir that just anywhere. We're only matir it dafka for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? That means if you want a guy, let's say you have to do a bris on Shabbos, bris milah, and for the bris you left the maya left his knife not in the same building as the baby. And let's say it's a city where carrying is a drabana, let's say up in the country, everyone holds liberty, everyone holds that it's a melacha drabana. So let's say you're in a bungalow colony, and the male has his knife, and the baby's in a different bungalow, and then the Erev falls down. Now there's no Erev on Shabbos. Can you have a guy carry the knife to the baby? That's a drabana. So pashtus, taktosis, it's awesome. You can't tell a guy to do a drabana. For any mitzvah acheres, you can only tell a guy to do a drabana for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What? Haitzar.
Why is what the drabana?
Because there must be 100,000 people there. So assuming that it's a drabana, then there's no. So Taisis is not mutter for bris milah. It's only mutter. That's the example Taisis brings. Bris milah. Ayinuka d'shtapa chamima. So chamime. So Tosfos says that it's the only mutta for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Shitas HaBahag, the Baal Halachas Gedailus, has a Shita, which is a Yeshoimrim in the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, that argues with Tosfos. He says that our Gemara is matir for any Makom Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a guy to do Malacha. For any time it's for Makom Mitzvah, a guy could do Malacha. Either Raya from Erevin, all right, we'll have to see. But they argue with. But the Bahag Shita is that for any mitzvah, b'makom mitzvah, you can tell a guy to do malach. It doesn't matter what. Taisa's Shita is no. That it's asr, you can't tell a guy to do malach b'makom mitzvah. We pass them like Taisa's. Except, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'makom michshol. If an eruv falls down, you can have a guy fix the eruv because people are not going to realize they'll carry. He says, b'makom michshol, you can be samech on the Bahag. But generally speaking, we pass them with Taisus. But Taisus is Maida, a Shvus de Shvus. If something, you tell a guy to do a Drabanon, that is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. To tell a guy to do something, which even if a Yid did it, that would be a Din Drabanon. That's called Shvus de Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. That even Taisus is Masbir is Mutter. Like Taisus says, Amiru like Chavim B'Malacha Dai Raisa, that Taisus says is awesome. But Amira Lavikachavim by a Dirabanan is Mutter. So that's called Shvus to Shvus. A guy doing a Dirabanan, Shvus to Shvus, B'makin Mitzvah is Mutter. Shvus to Shvus, B'makin Hefsa Merubah is Mutter. Shvus to Shvus, B'makin Tzara Guf is Mutter. But those three cases, you're allowed to tell a guy to do a Dirabanan. But to tell a guy to do a Dirabanan, there's always Zasar, except B'makom Chaylim. There's a Chayla in the hospital, even Ein B'Sakana. But B'Chayli, you can tell a guy, a nurse, to raise the bed, lower the bed, to tell the guy, well, that's a Drabanan anyway, but even if it would be their Raisa, that would also be... So this Machlaik is the Bahag and Taisvis, is the basis for tomorrow's Shia, where we're going to talk about Hahu Yanukha, Dishtapa Chamima, this Taisvis. Just, as a matter of practical Halacha, there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav. The truth is, he's not the first one, but he's the one that passed this way. He came up with a guy in the Sha'ainfal, how you can get things done on Shabbos. Let's say the Mila knife is not together with the baby. Mila knife is not together with the baby. So what are we saying now? That in New York, where it's a Malacha D'Oraisa, you can't tell a guy to do a Malacha D'Oraisa. But it comes out now that in the country, we said a Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. So you can tell the guy in the bungalow colony to carry it. Because we're saying now that Taisus is Maida, by a Shvus to Shvus, that it's Mutter. Zok to Shulchan Aruch Harav, I have a good Eitzah. Even let's say you need a Malacha D'Oraisa to be done. What you do is the following. You go to a house where there are two Goyim live there. Let's say a man and his wife are both Goyim. So you knock on the door. Let's say his wife opens the door. You can't tell his wife to carry the knife because that's a deraisa. You're telling the guy to do a deraisa. What would be a deraisa? He says, tell the wife, could you please tell your husband to carry the knife? Because even if a Yid would tell the husband, I'll talk about that in a minute, even if a Yid would tell the husband, that would be a Drabanan. So you tell the wife to tell the husband, what do you say to that? Huh?
The husband can't hear?
The husband, you're not talking to him. If he's butting in, that's his own business. I'm talking to the wife, I'm telling the wife, I need a knife carried, please tell your husband to carry the knife. The Mila knife. It's a great eitzah every time. You can tell a guy to tell another guy. So if you hold telling one guy to tell another guy, it's shvus to shvus, that taisus is maida. So that'll be mutter b'makom mitzvah. Mezik ishluchai, but shvus to shvus is mutter. They only asked the mezik ishluchai to tell a guy. That's the question. Does that make sense that that's called shvus to shvus? That's the Shaila. Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Tepaskin. He says, it's a big Shasat Chak, you could rely on it. It's a yediyah. It's a good yediyah to have, and it's a makan sayrach. And also, what it means when you learn halacha Shabbos, normally you learn halacha. What's the mitzvah raisa derabbanan? You learn what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Comes out from this that you really have to know what's a deraisa and what's a derabbanan. Because if it's a deraisa, you can't tell a guy to do it. If it's a derabbanan, you can't tell a guy to do it. And these are ma'isim b'chol yayim. Rabbanim have to be familiar with shus t'shus, makim tzarech gadol, makim hefsid. All these issues are issues. Now we have to do for tomorrow the two things. Again, these are side of yanim. I just would like to touch on the main nekudas. This taisis has two important sugyas. One is the machlokes the bahag and taisis how to teach the gemara in erev. Daf samaches ahu yanuka, which we'll discuss tomorrow. The second is the sugya of ribui b'shiurin, which is the last half of Taisvis, ribui b'shiurin. There's a very basic kovet shiurim, of Ochanan, in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Beya. I think it's the first piece in the second parak, or else it's the second piece. He talks about the machlokes regarding ribui b'shiurin. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to cover these two topics, Ahu Yanuka, the question of Shavuos, and we'd be sure, and just to try to get the basics, then we're going to go on to the next piece.